And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you fan Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Subsonics. Sorry, Subsonics. You got eyes. You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Subsonics. Now, they've come by slovenly. They've got an album out called Flesh Coloured Paint. I love everything they do. They're from Atlanta, Tony. Atlanta, Georgia. As mentioned in the well-known James Brown song Night Train, a little aside there. What is Subsonics' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/SubsonicsATL.
It is indeed. Well done, Tony Wong, Paulie B and the internet. Neil, I'm glad you got that right, because as I mentioned at the very start of the show when I introduced Subsonics as being the Subsonics, and they're not, they're Subsonics, I do get very upset about that. I'd go as far as say, Tony, I am anal.
Right.
I am anal.
Hmm.
If you looked in the Oxford English Dictionary under the definition of anal, one of the definitions would simply say Paulie B.
Hmm.
And if it doesn't, it should do, because I am anal.
That's a lot of anal.
It really is, Tony. There's a lot of it in this house at the moment.
Yeah.
And we'll come on to that later. I have for you, for your delicate, and we will be playing more Subsonics in the future. It's a great album. Do check them out. They're brilliant. And should any of them be listening, or should Joe from Slovenly be listening, thank you. I love Subsonics. I've had yet another poem from Sussex Saint 3, Tony.
He's prolific.
He is. But before we mention the poem, we must mention his children.
Right.
That's right, because while I was at the Edinburgh Fringe the other week, last week in fact, was it last week? I don't know. Last weekend.
Yes.
Weekend before last. There we go. I've got that. I'm anal. The first night was really busy, and I was on the verge of turning people away, still trying to get in. Three people showing up in white T-shirts with felt-tip pen writing on them. Or it might have been biro. I am anal. I want to get it right. And I went, I'm sorry, guys, it's full. And I went, oh, please, look at our T-shirts. And and I got it wrong. I accused them of being the son and daughters of Sussex Saint. But I only saw two of the T-shirts, one of which said son of Sussex Saint, the other one said daughter of Sussex Saint. So I took a punt on the third one also saying daughter of Sussex Saint. But she was, in fact, girlfriend of son of Sussex Saint. So my apologies to girlfriend of son of Sussex Saint for accusing you of being daughter of Sussex Saint, because that would have meant that you were in an incestuous relationship.
Yes.
I am anal. They were great fun, and thank you so much to them for coming along. And They were really good fun. There is a photograph of them on my Facebook page. If you are a Facebook friend of mine, you can see it. Otherwise, you can't. Although my Facebook page is probably public, so you can probably see it anyway if you find my Facebook page. Anyway, Sussex Saint, for what, the sixth or seventh week in a row, has sent us a poem. If you do have a poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Poetry Corner, just so we can give Sussex Saint a week off.
That's true.
I think you'll like this one, Tony.
Okay.
Not a lot. He said, hi, Paul. Here's a Poetry Corner for you this week, which I'm sure you'll find mildly quirky. And you don't need to do the thing for that, because I didn't say mild quirkiness. Oh, no, I have done that. You'll have to do it.
You are anal.
I am. It's called Venue Killer. That's okay. Have you read it? Have you seen this?
No.
All right, here goes. It's very good, actually. I went down to the Concord Club on Saturday night to listen to a band who were called Stage Fright. They'd been mentioned on a gig guide by a guy with a name, but when I got to the venue, there was a poster which explained, "So sorry to say that we've had to close down. The curse of the venue killer has been to our town." Who is this venue killer? I search online frantically. The dog heist, the dog heist, that's Northern Irish. The dog house, the 12 bear, the 12 bear. I'll try this again. The doghouse, the 12 bar, were victims apparently. So watch out for this menace with the soft overtones. The maze, the Green Door store, even the O2, who knows? And maybe on his hit list, the killer stalks the streets. And if you are chosen as a pagotra, go and hide beneath the sheets. Cheers, Sussex Saint, open brackets, poet laureate in residence, close brackets. Has he given himself that title, or did we give him that?
I think that's self-appointed.
Self-appointed. Sussex Saint will be the judges of whether you're the punky laureate or not. But I reckon that's his best poem yet, even though I messed it up.
It's good.
And interestingly, the Concord, I may have mentioned before, the original good alternative comedy club in Brighton was called The Crocodile, which was at the Concord, which was on the front. And it was absolutely brilliant. It was run by a guy called Terry Garrigan, who used to wear crocodile shoes, hence the name of the comedy club, The Concord. Anyway, that's enough of that. Thank you very much, Sussex Saint. If anyone else out there has a poem for us, please do send it. Otherwise, Sussex Saint may legitimately become the poet laureate in residence.
Yeah.
And hello to Sussex Saint's son and daughter of son. Sorry, girlfriend of son. That's weird. That would make him a granddad. Let's move on.
Okay.
Going to play two songs in a row now, Tony.
All right.
A band we played a few weeks ago, we're playing any second now, called Nerdlinger. Do stay tuned for the Glooks, who you'll be hearing after that. And Tony has a note. I think you know by now there's an umlaut on the U, isn't there?
It looks like there is.
Yeah. All right. So, Nerdlinger, Tony, are awesome Sydney skate punk. And we played a track by them, last track on the show a few weeks back, and they're ever so good. We've got their latest album. It's brilliant. This is the latest offering on the show from it. What is Nerdlinger or Nerdlingers? You had to Nerdlinger. What is Nerdlinger's Bandcamp page?
Nerdlinger.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. Nerdlinger is Nerdlinger. And this is a tribute to the commercial manager of Heaton Stannington FC, who we may well be sponsoring very soon. This is Fat Gav.
Got all night. February, temporary. That's your anti-sight.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Glooks and Tough Luck, which is from their latest album that we've got a hold of. Now, that was by Dirty Water Records, I think. Ostend Garage Punk Duo, Tony. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/... The Glooks.
As simple as that. And it's THEGLUCKS. I could have, on a technicality, said, no, you're wrong there, because they haven't got the umlaut over the U on the Facebook thing. But I wouldn't do that to you.
No.
I wouldn't do that. So that is Tony 3, Paulie B, and isn't it nil?
Mm.
Good start, Tony.
Thank you very much.
We will be playing more from them in future weeks as well. I love them. And you're not over keen on Belgium, but you're all right with Ostend, aren't you?
Yeah. I don't like the way they drive, and I don't like the way they build ring roads. Ostend's fine.
Good.
I like the beer. Ostend. I like the chocolate.
Yeah, you do like the chocolate. And the beer. Beer's all right.
Yeah. Your PhD really driving thing,
isn't it, that you've got there?
For some reason, every time I hit Belgium, you notice it, the way they drive. They're very erratic.
Have you ever hit Belgium?
No.
Next time you're there, get out of the car and just punch the soil.
Give it a twatting.
Yeah, and then you can say you've hit Belgium.
Point. I tend not to stop. Apart from, obviously, the car park that is the Antwerp Ring Road. But yeah,
well,
I don't tend to get out.
If you're on the Antwerp Ring Road and you've gone the wrong way around it and you're stationary, just get out of the car, punch the tarmac.
Fair enough.
Wear a glove.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm here to help. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. But what you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio, or search for Punky Radio. Like the page, do leave us a comment, do get in touch, do like to hear from you. Comments more so than messages, if you please, so everyone can see them and join in the fun and games that is Facebook. One comment this week.
I'll do all that.
Which is a vast improvement on last week, which was none. It's like an infinity percent increase.
It is. It's an infinitely greater number than last week.
We're nothing, you're not anal.
I'm very anal.
Right, so we'll go on comment here. Timo Smith been in touch.
Hello, Timo.
Hello. He says, hey, Paul, this is truly the worst you've been after Edinburgh so far. Maybe you should abandon the British weather and start a punk and comedy festival on La Réunion. Pacfla. Or never leave the house again and turn into a cave troll like Tony. That would make the shows rather short. Thanks,
the show
Tim
was a little bit short last week, wasn't it?
No,
but the music
was longest
short.
Ever.
Oh no, last week, yeah, but the week before was, but the music was shorter.
Yeah, see, last week's show, you couldn't talk by watching, we ended up going about 1:05, I think.
Yeah,
week.
No thanks to you.
I know, well, cave troll boy, me.
Yeah, no, I don't mean that. I mean, I do all the bloody talking, didn't I?
You did.
With no voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you're absolutely right, Timo. And I did also manage to do that in a mere 3 days. Unlike the month I'm normally there for.
That is true.
And as for the British weather, it did take a dive as soon as I crossed the border. We'd been in lovely sunshine here for 10 weeks and I went there and it was cold and windy.
Hmm. Yeah.
And rainy. But anyway, Timo, you're absolutely right. I should stop going out. It would be good news for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I have for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. I've got a bit of a thing now, Tony.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about a new band called Beauty and Chaos.
Ooh.
Now, Beauty and Chaos, I can only describe as a sort of goth supergroup, in that they are made up of Wayne Hussey from The Mission, a bloke from Bauhaus, and then a geezer from Cheap Trick, them all sort of rock and punk and that, and other well-known goth types, and they've got together in this, well, it's almost a project, as much as a band. And we're going to play the only song we've been sent by them so far. This is a song ahead of their first album that's coming out mid-September. This song's long, so you're already hearing the intro underneath us. All right. That's why everything's gone a bit stranger. So,
that's
Tony, I will ask you relatively quickly, what is Beauty in Chaos's website?
Beautyinchaos.com.
beautyinchaosmusic.com. Paul of the Internet 1, Tony 3, this is Storm. Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Beauty and Chaos there.
Yes.
Yes. We might play more from them if we get the album in a few weeks' time. I don't know. We've only been sent that single in the short term. Not sure whether a special friend of ours would like that or not.
Okay.
Fat Boy.
Oh, I forgot about a Fat Boy.
Well, I think he might have forgotten about us.
Oh.
Fat Boy, if you're listening, let us know. Did we out-goth you?
Oh, it could be, yeah.
It's possible. Did you do anything last week?
No.
Right. Well, why change the habit of a lifetime? I did my tour last Saturday, Tony.
How did it go?
My Nutty Nottingham comedy tour. It was great. I had such a good time. The people that came along were brilliant. They've added a couple of extra gags to the tour for me, and an extra thing I hadn't noticed on the way round. And a couple of them were from Highfield School in Letchworth, which is very close to where I used to live. So because of them, I did the whole thing a bit slower and explained the jokes.
Okay.
I also managed to go out three nights running, Tone, which is never clever. Quite clearly, the way to get my voice back is to thrash a punky radio out and then drink. That's what happened. Dr. Friday Night saved me again. And because of that, I can't really remember what happened over the weekend.
Okay.
So we might have to leave it there. There were some photos up. My wall got done. I told you that. My wall was done, didn't I?
Yeah, the wall got done.
I've now sorted out the room. So I am, in Manchester parlance, lobbied off.
Okay.
And I now have a hallway.
We've got some pictures, coming of the internal, because I've seen the wall. I've seen the pictures of the wall going up.
There was only one photo of the room involved in the thread with the wall. So yes, I will post at some point. That's a very good point, Tony.
I do love good DIY projects, and it's really nice being on this side of it.
Yeah, just watching other people doing
work. Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah. I was largely involved with cups of tea and rock wall acoustic insulation, other than that. And I did give Pierre, who made the wall, the occasional screw.
Right.
Make it that way, you will.
You are anal.
We're going to play something from the vaults, Tony.
Okay.
Now, and I'll be explaining why after we've heard it, but Long Tall Texans are a band that I first saw when I was about 17 or 18 years old, and they're still going, they've kept going. They're kind of, you can't really call them the pop end of psychobilly, but they are more approachable. Have you seen Long Tall Texans live?
I don't think I did.
Absolutely brilliant. Anyway, we'll talk about them after we play this. This is from their last album that came out a couple of years ago now. Absolutely great song. We played it before. It's legitimately from the vaults. What is, and I'm doing the again, the Long Tall Texans, I just call them, but Long Tall, let's just call them Long Tall Texans. What is Long Tall Texans' website?
LongTallTexans.com.
LongTallTexans.co.uk. Although they are called the Long Tall Texans officially, so we're getting a lot of thes in and out here. Anyway, makes it Paul of the Internet 2, Tony 3. This is great. What part of fuck off don't you understand?
Get lost, you irritating dream. Realize my patience is wearing pretty thin. You wouldn't know from the state you're in. What part of fuck off don't you understand? What part of fuck off don't you understand? The cops are chasing after me, it's all got out of hand. What part of fuck off don't you understand? Smell of wine and you smell of piss. Even the flies give you a miss. Your speech is slurred and your mind is too. Don't really know what's wrong with you. What part of fuck off don't you understand? What part of fuck off don't you understand? The cops are chasing after me, it's all got out of hand. What part of fuck off don't you understand? Concept of personal space. You just come last in the human race. I'm sticking pins in your voodoo doll. I don't believe you feel nothing at all. What part of fuck off don't you understand? What part of fuck off don't you understand? The cops are chasing after me, it's all got out of hand. What part of fuck off don't you understand? What part of fuck off don't you understand? What part of fuck off don't you understand? The cops are chasing after me, it's all got out of hand. What part of fuck off don't you understand? What part of fuck off don't you understand? What part of fuck off don't you understand?
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
As an aside, Long Tall Texans are also a Brighton trio, thus meaning that we've managed to mention Brighton in that bit with Sussex Saint, and again right now. Well done, Brighton. That's twice.
Excellent.
And I've just had lodger number two walk in. Let's see if he manages to get past us silently like he did last week. He's like a silent assassin.
Right.
Oh, no.
Definitely not.
Well, that's he's using all of his acting skills there. That was quite marvellous. It's like he's done this before. Tone, have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide. Great acting skills.
Ooh, yeah. Thanks for gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are they playing with. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. All gigs receive your thanks. Iron Mike's been in touch.
Hello, Iron Mike.
He's risking the old closing down venue risk that is emailing.
It's a dangerous thing to do. It's really already been in poetic form.
I know. He says, hi, Tony. Got an awesome gig coming up this Saturday, the 25th of August. It's at the Bear in Northampton. Yes, the same pub that Paul frequented when at Bedlam Breakout.
So I can stop mentioning it now then.
Apparently. There's a pun called Daya. It's raising money for Brook Farm Animal Sanctuary. Entry is free, all the donations are much appreciated. Bands playing are Sprainer, Wreckage, Johnny the Mental Breakdowns, Overload, B-Movie Brit, Headstone Horrors, and Eastfield. First band at 2:30. There'll be a raffle and donation buckets. And also the organiser, Luke, will be shaving off his beloved mohawk to raise money. There is an event page. It will be forgot to us, so it will be up on our page as well if you follow us at facebook.com/punkyradio. Yeah, so if you are in the area, in Northampton area,
there will be.
It's a great lineup. Heads and Horrors, I highly recommend it.
And Eastfield are John from Verbal Warning's favourite band.
Ah.
Just as an aside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. There you go.
Right, Tony, I've got something as well.
Oh, do you?
Every once in a while, I find a gig in the world. Yeah, or rather, I pick a gig in the world. Don't I pick a gig, don't I? Yes, I pick a gig in the world, yeah. So anyway, it's time for...
Paulie Beach picks a gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
My finest moment, Tony.
Hmm.
My finest audio moment. Now, this is something I thought you'd mentioned, but you didn't mention it. Steve and the Duke's Arms mentioned it.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
This Sunday, at the Pit and Pendulum in Nottingham, there is a rockabilly stroke psychobilly gig that's for charity that appears to be free to get in with headline band Long Tall Texans, and who you just heard. And Long Tall Texans are fantastic, and I've not seen them live for a year or two. Really looking forward to seeing them, so I will be down there. As I say, it appears to be free, but when you visit the page for the Pit and Pendulum's website, it says book tickets, how many, but then when you book tickets, it just says cost zero, so I don't know what's happening there.
Maybe they just got to limit it for capacity or something.
Maybe, which I might have to change what I did then, because I put down 15 as an experiment. I don't really want to show up with them. Yeah, but you don't then do anything. You don't ask you for an email address or anything. It just says, so yeah, maybe I'll have to change that. Oh,
weird.
Oh, anyway, it's going to be brilliant. Band called Jackabones also playing, and there's two others. Starts at 7 o'clock, goes on to 1. I might not get there till about 8:30, but I am looking forward to it a lot.
Oh, I've never seen a gig at the Pit and Pendulum.
Me neither. I imagine it'd be downstairs.
It must be, yeah. They did renovate last year's recently. I wonder if it's changed the layout, because it's a weird little caverny, twisty kind of place. So where would you put a band on?
With a magic bookcase.
Magic!
Anyway, that concludes...
Paulie Beach picks a gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
And also concludes...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
What are they singing?
Toilets behind the bookcase.
Oh, you've given it away.
Oh.
So, anyway, when lodger number two came in and crashed through, he actually looked absolutely terrifying when he ran through. I thought he was going to smack me in the face.
Huh.
Very, very impressive. I'll be talking about the possible lodger number three later on in the show, Tony.
Excellent.
I think you'll enjoy the conversation. Right now, though, we've got to play yet another song, Tony. It's going well, isn't it? Grand Royale, Tony, are Yon Shoping glam rock and roll from... I'm adding the glam in because I think they are quite glam. Mm-hmm. They probably describe themselves as a traditional rock metal band, but you'll see what I mean. They've only brought out a live album. Now, we don't play a lot of live songs on the show, but we're playing this one because it's great. And again, as we talk about this, you might start hearing the intro. I'm not sure how we're going to do this because we there's some chat and stuff at the start. Anyway, what is Grand Royale's website?
GrandRoyale.com?
GrandRoyaleOfficial.com, and Grand Royale is GrandRoyale from the album Captured Live, coming out in September. This is Paulie B Internet 3, Tony 3, I've caught up, and this is On The Loose.
I'm on the loose.
I'm on the loose.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Grand Royal on the Loose from their latest album, Captured Live, out in September. And hello to Grand Royal. We've played quite a bit of them down the years, actually. They're one of our favourite kind of rock metal bands, I suppose. Are you doing anything this week?
No, it's the same old story.
Is it all work, Tony?
It is, yeah. As I was saying before we did the show, I haven't had a day off in a while. I'm doing Saturdays and Sundays at the minute, weekends, and the evenings rather. So just kind of time to do my day job and also set some up new on the side. It's just taking all my time. So even in comparison to before, when I didn't go out much before, but I've gone out even less now. Right. It's going to be like that for the next probably 6 months.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to help you, but I'm clueless.
Well, you too.
Well, as you know, I'm going to be seeing Longtail Texas this Sunday, but on Wednesday, after a calendar cock-up on theatredigs.com that was entirely my fault, I have a third lodger moving in, Tony. So I've got the top floor covered. It's a good job I've had this wall built downstairs. It means I've got somewhere to sleep, because the guy that's moving in for the first week he's here, before lodger number two, the man who just nearly destroyed everything in the lounge and in comedy fashion, moves out, means that I'm going to have to give him my room. Now, the interesting thing about lodger number three, Tony, who's moving in for a month, is that he is he described himself as a classical musician who would be performing at the Playhouse in Nottingham for a month. Mm. I found out today that he is in fact a trombone player who used to play trombone for Les Dawson, which is fantastic news, because it means that the minute he walks through that door, I'm going to say, before you go any further, get that trombone out, and I'm going to film him going pop, because
nice.
How can you not?
You've got to, yeah.
How can you not?
Excellent.
I'm very much looking forward to meeting him, and when I find out what the thing is that he's doing at the Playhouse, I'm imagining landlord privileges, I might get a free ticket or two, so I might go down there and see it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you know, seems like a decent idea, doesn't it? That's it. I mean, that is pretty much it for me. I've got some stuff to do around the house. Like, yeah, I've got some paint. I've got to paint the wall at some point, Joe.
Yeah.
But yes, I am pretty much gearing up for Trombone Wednesday. Oh, and also, I will tell you, he's called Barry, right? And I wanted to put him in my phone as something. He's in my phone as Trombone Barry.
Of course.
And he's the last person to call me. So I'm hoping someone else rings me up on my mobile, because in the event of my likely demise before very long, if someone doesn't phone me up, if it's in suspicious circumstances and the last call register is to a bloke called Trombone Barry, I've got a feeling anything could happen. Shall we play two songs in a row?
Why not?
Stay tuned for Morons, Morons. That's something I like saying. First up, some Tyne and Wear Street Punk, Tony, from none other than Crashed Out, a band that we played on the show a few years ago, and then we didn't play for a while. Then he got in touch with us and said, do you want to play some of our latest stuff? And I said, yes, please. And they sent me their album, played a track the other week. Now we're playing another one. What is Crashed Out's website?
Crashedout.com.
Crashed-or-out.co.uk. Paulie Beans is at 4, Tony 3. I've come flying back into this one, Tony. But you know what, Tony? You know what you are?
What's that?
Still a fighter.
Yeah. this game. Well, that's just what they say. Respect and pride, I didn't run a hide. You know I took them all. The fall of spirit, blood, sweat and tears. Rounds to the top, I had no fears. That's where I'd be crowned king. I took them all again. Have you ever stood toe to toe?
One-way ticket to Fishtown.
Listen to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And hello to Rich Morton, by the way. He's a very good friend of mine. I don't see him nearly as much as I used to. I hope you're doing very well. That was Morons, Morons, and a track called Rate Your Teacher, Tony. That is Warsaw Garage Punk via Slovenly Records. So that's another Slovenly track this week, done well there. That's the second track we've played off their latest album, and we will be playing more. What is Morons, Morons Facebook page?
Facebook.com/morons, morons.
Facebook.com/morons, morons punk, which surprises me because it means there's a morons moron somewhere. Anyway, it makes it, surprisingly, Paulie the Internet 5, Tony 3.
Blimey.
Quite a surprise. After a 3-0 lead, Tony, you've really let yourself down there.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're right there, yeah.
Now then, have you got a track for us?
No.
Oh, well, what are you going to do about that then?
I'm going to remind people about it. So, I do need your twats. There's many reasons why I need your twats. We'll talk about those in a moment. But if you can email your twats, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twats name,
where they're from, and a reason. All tracks feed with thanks. Can't do the feature without you. And we have possibility have multiple theme tunes happening, and we have no tracks to read out.
Yeah, so what's this about an extra theme tune then? Because we played one last week, didn't we?
Yeah, so I got a bit confused. So last week we played the Bomb Dogs, wasn't it? Not Bomb Dogs, Bomb Dogs twat song. And then a few days ago I got an email from Sussex Saint, the unofficial poet laureate, self-appointed poet laureate of Punk Radio, and his car share buddy has submitted a draft twat song. But the lyrics were, he's a twat of the week. So right. I did have to send it back and go, well, you know, basically like a teacher crossed things out in red pen and said, well, that's wrong. And, so I got a new one today and it's closer, but it's still not quite right. But we were talking before the show and did we ask for a song? We're not quite sure if we did.
I don't think we did. I think we just got the song that was called Twat. We played that. And then Sussex saying, I think he's just planning on overtaking the show.
Maybe he just wants to like bookend it. He's got the poetry corner bit covered.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to cover the twat bit. Or
yeah,
maybe.
I think he's been a bit selfish. I mean, we've got his kids, and one of his kids' girlfriends been on the show now.
Wow.
He is taking over, isn't he?
Slowly but surely.
But anyway, Sussex saying, if you can manage to get it down to a bite sized chunk, I'm sure we can use it at some point. And thank you very much for all the work you've done to keep this show going. If only our other 500 million listeners could do the same.
I know. Yes. Ho-hum. But yeah, if you can, just make it Facebook length would be good, wouldn't it? That's what we decided.
It would, yeah.
Facebook length, perfect length.
All thereabouts. Something. It can be a little bit longer than that. So, all right, what are you doing today then?
I'm going to remind people about Podchaser. I am pushing this a little bit, but I'm curious. Now, when I'm curious, I'd like to find out things. So,
Podchaser. You're curious, and I'm anal.
Yes.
Yes.
The Curiosity Anal Special. The show's just named itself.
Anal.
Excellent. So, Podchaser. So we are on iTunes, but we're also on Podchaser. It's just a website where it's just a website that features podcasts, and you can review them, and they've got their own lists and charts and stuff like that. Again, not a lot of people review things on them, so I think we've got two reviews, and I think we're on the first page of the chart for music. So it would be good to kind of see if we can get a few more to see if it gets us up the chart a little bit. It would
indeed.
It would help us out. Podchaser.com/punkyradio. I think you have to register. Cost you note. You might even be able to log in without their Facebook login. I don't know. But if you can do that, leave us a review. 5 stars only, obviously. We'll read them out. I'll check again in a couple of weeks, see if we've gone up. Let us know. That would be great.
And if you're not from the North East Midlands, it actually costs you nothing. Yeah. I am anal, Tony.
Yeah, I'm
just
I'm
heard, curious in Northern. Cost you notes. You might as well have said duck on the end of that.
I think I am getting more Northern as I get older. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Well, like, you know what? They say we get more grumpy as we get older, and grumpy and Northern go together, don't we?
This is true. It's cold
it
and
is true. Hey, I'll tell you what, Tom. We're going to play one last song this week.
Okay.
Now, I've mentioned Lodger number two announced himself in quite a spectacular fashion. Then Lodger number three, who hasn't happened yet, but is going to this week, got mentioned on the show. Seems only right now I should mention Lodger number one, Tony.
Okay.
Well, Lodger number one has been here the longest. He is the other permanent resident of the house other than me. And he came back from work the other day saying, here, my mate that works in a band, and I thought you might want to play them on the show. I went, fantastic idea. So the band emailed me some tracks. I've picked one and we're going to play it. How about that?
That's the way it works.
This is a full on you've said the Cure is anal special. I'm saying it's gone Lodger crazy. I did notice that before Lodger number three moves in, he did say in the phone call, my wife will be dropping me off. I think he's worried that he's going to be moving into some fragrant bordello. I went, that's fine, mate, don't worry about it. Once she's gone, your secret's ours. Anyway, the band, Tony, are called the Houndsgate Traitors, and they are from Nottingham. And they describe themselves as a punk band, but I'm disagreeing. I'm kind of going alt-rock, punk, kind of swampy a little bit. The track we're about to play is relatively slow. Paul Jordan, if you are jogging, you are not going to be speeding up for this one. You'll be slowing down to enjoy it. They sent us three tracks. I'd say far and away my favourite. This is my favourite. We might play more from them in the future, or if they do some more stuff, we'll see. But anyway, I've got no information about the Houndsgate Traitors as to whether they're doing any gigs soon or anything. But you can find out more about them by going to their Facebook page, Tony, which is...
Facebook.com/HoundsgateTraitors.
Facebook.com/TheHoundsgateTraitors. Paulie the Internet 6, Tony 3, and this is The Mercy Chest. That's about the size of it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show as much as we have enjoyed making it. I might see one or two of you down at Longsall Texans this Sunday at the Pit and Pendulum. Thank you to Sussex Saint and family. Thank you to all of my lodgers. This feels like an Oscar speech. And thank you very much, my good friend. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.